The city. There are moments in history when a door appears where, yesterday, there was only a wall. For many people, poverty is such a wall. It is not merely the absence of money, it is the absence of tools, the absence of time, the absence of teachers, the absence of safe room in which to practice becoming powerful. It is the heavy feeling that the future belongs to other people. But the future is not a private estate. It is not owned by kings, corporations, universities, or the lucky few born near the right library. The future is a workshop. And now, perhaps for the first time in history, the workshop can fit inside an ordinary computer. We have uncovered something simple, beautiful, and very old in spirit. We have discovered that the next programming language does not have to look like a wall of cryptic symbols. It can look like a city. In this city, there are companies. Inside the companies, there are departments. Inside the departments, there are developers, artists, inspectors, librarians, and builders. Projects move from place to place. A CSS framework company makes the foundations. A UI kit company turns those foundations into useful parts. An application company uses those parts to create views, tools, editors, dashboards, studios, and worlds. Specialized companies then adapt those templates for music, video, games, science, education, medicine, farming, art, or whatever the human beings need next. This is not pretend. This, I would personally argue, is necessary for the kind of artificial intelligence that we have today. It's a way of organizing intelligence to make it more powerful. The language beneath is XML, a readable language of nested meaning. XML is like a set of labeled boxes. A city contains companies, a company contains departments, a department contains developers, a project contains artifacts, an artifact contains what has been completed, what is still uncertain, and where it must go next. It's just basic nested information. This wasn't possible before, because it would require forever to write it all out. But now, with local AI, this is no longer a problem. Beside XML stands the Moo, the old dream of a living object-oriented world, descended from the multi-user dungeons where rooms, objects, people, and verbs made digital places feel real. A Moo, or MOO, which is short for Multi-User Dungeon Object Oriented, teaches us that computation does not have to be invisible. It can be spatial. You can stand in a room. You can inspect a tool. You can hand a package to another worker. You can see the world change. You and the large language models are the same kind of agent, and you can communicate. The AI can ask you for help, and vice versa. And now, beside XML and Moo, stands the large language model. The large language model, not as a master, not as a mysterious oracle, but as a patient helper in the room with you. XML gives structure. Mu gives place. Large language models give conversation, repair, explanation, and the ability for the world to evolve, to create new employees and new departments and new corporations that help you build the software of the future. Together, they form a new generation language, XML, Mu, and LLM. This language is not meant to frighten you. It's meant to help you. The learning curve is not a cliff, it's a path through town. You already know the commands. You begin with a single building, then a department, then a developer, then a project, then a shipment of partially finished work moving from one place to another corporation. You do not have to understand the whole city at once. No one understands a whole city at once. You learn by walking. Navigation is what we do. You enter the CSS company and learn what colors, spacing, and tokens are. You visit the UI kit company and learn how buttons, cards, forms, tables, alerts, and navigation become reliable parts. You step into the application company and learn how views are assembled. You visit the inspectors and learn accessibility, clarity, restraint, and quality. You visit the library and discover that knowledge can be written down as rules, facts, and concepts so that the AI can take care of everything. The rules are now written for large language models. They are not part of a limited expert system, but a self-evolving library watched over by swarms of AI. And the AI can explain the room you are in. It can suggest the next tool or use it. It can help create an art department, hire Bootstrap UI developers, inspect a broken layout, or move a project to a specialist company. It can help translate your intention into structure. But it does not need to swallow the entire world at once in order to do something with it. Everything is divided into parts that make sense. The AI works through tools, but it builds the world from the inside out. We do not ask the AI to randomly rewrite reality. We give it verbs: create a department, hire a developer, open a project, create a ticket, ship an artifact, request a review, promote knowledge. In this way, the city keeps its integrity. It is, after all, a programming language. Every action can be inspected, every project has a history, every artifact has a path. Every lesson can be tested before it becomes law. This is how ordinary people become powerful. Not by pretending to know everything, not by memorizing endless syntax, not by waiting for a permission or a diploma, but by entering a world where knowledge has shape and it's already rational, both for you and the large language models, even the little ones. They understand the city, the different corporations and departments and developers. You do not need to explain the basics to a large language model. A young person who has never built an application can understand a city. They know what a company is. They know what a department is. They know that specialists do different kinds of work. They know that unfinished work can move from one place to another. They know that a good team does not shame beginners. It teaches them. That is why this system matters. You already know how to operate it. The old world too often said, learn everything first, then you may build. This new world can say, begin building. You will learn to improve the system as we do the work for you. You start with beginner systems that somewhat look alike, but then you build your own companies, your own cities that match your personal preferences and aims. And it all becomes unique and powerful. Powerful from the start. This does not mean that the future will be effortless, but you will never stand confused. Nothing will ever stop you. It's always a path forward because the AI is helping you along the way. Science never promises ease. Universe is vast and every real craft requires patience. But there is a difference between a hard path and a hopeless one. A hard path can be climbed with tools, companions, maps, and light. That is what we are making here. A city, a map, a language, a place where the young can learn by doing, where software development becomes visible, where AI becomes a mentor instead of a gatekeeper, where poverty is answered not with pity, but with instruments. And make no mistake. This is not a world designed for hand-holding. This is a necessary world, so that entire swarms of AI can be managed in a rational way, so that you can keep track of everything visually and reason about the future. The others are already making the mistake of overcomplicating everything by reducing it down. The city helps you control AI swarms by intuition. The other development frameworks force you to become their customer. You don't need my copy of the language. This is just XML, Moo, and LLM. You are not late. You are not too young. You are not too poor to begin. A civilization is made of people who learned one tool, then another, and then taught the next person. The first campfire was technology. The first story was technology. The first written symbol was technology. The first city was technology. The new recombination of XML, Moo, and LLMs are simply the newest campfire around which we gather to say, let us understand the world, and let us improve it. One day, if you want to spend time on doing it this way, you may open a little pixel art city on your screen. You may see a project package traveling from the Framework Foundry to the UI Kit Workshop, from the Template Studio to the Application Guild. You may see tiny developers walking between apartments, because how awesome is that? Carrying knowledge like lanterns. It may look playful, it may look like a computer game, but do not be fooled. This is a virtual world, dressed up as a cute game, because what is here not to love? This is architecture, design, logic, language, science, art, cooperation, and freedom. This is the only clear way that you can begin orchestrating large numbers of artificial intelligence to produce clean results according to company rules, to selected management style, and the large language model-based employees that do real work. Real programming. I repeat, this is not for your hand-holding. This is not a toy. This is how you make large language models 10,000 times more powerful and still stay in control of the system. And no, you don't need to pay for external AI. This thing absolutely makes local AI infinitely powerful. Because everything has a role, everything has a workflow, the company has a management style and rules and purpose. Yeah, this is not a game. The future will not become kind by accident. We must make it kind. We must build tools that teach. We must build cities that welcome. We must build languages that do not humiliate beginners. We must build systems where intelligence is shared, where knowledge compounds, where a young person can start with one small thing and eventually help construct worlds. But this is not a game. This is what I have discovered. A programming language must be a city for the large language models to become powerful. And in the beginning, the AI can be a helpful coworker, and the project can be a journey. A learner can become a builder before they are an expert here. But this is the single most powerful artificial intelligence system in the world. It can use any of your AI. You just decide what it is best at doing. And off you go. The future, though still somewhat uncertain, will turn out okay because now you can use thinking machines to wisely build your own future. You are invited to use the city idea to orchestrate and coordinate many AIs to help you build what you need to set yourself free from poverty. Please do not rely on others to do it for you. Build your own city. It's just XML. It's just the idea of a multi-user dungeon object-oriented. And the large language models that do most of the thinking and building for you. Again, this is not a game. This is a powerful way to coordinate many AIs together, whether they run locally on your system or across the world. And get them creating coherent products so that you can set yourself free from poverty and continue on growing up until you become a great being. It's just a city of thinking machines.